you know, back this time last year, really probably a couple years ago, where I realized that although this business is providing for my family, it's probably not what I wanted anymore as far as the time that I had to put into stuff like that, the time away from my kids and my wife.
Strong Dads wants to thank Quality Auto Mart and Service for being a proud sponsor of the Strong Dads podcast. Started in 1985 and going strong for all these years. Recently, Quality Auto Mart has transitioned from owners of Mark and Nancy Repke to longtime employee Fred and Lorraine Venus. For all your automotive needs and golf cart needs, check out Quality Auto Mart, located across from Indian Lakes on Highway 46 outside of Batesville, Indiana. All right, welcome to Strong Dads, and I'm sitting here with Mr. Steve Naltner. Steve, how you doing?
Excellent, Merle. How are you?
Good, good. So we are out in front of some of Steve's business workings, and Steve, you used to own this area up over here, up behind that building, was a gas station.
That's right.
You don't own the gas station anymore, do you?
Gas station.
Yeah, what happened there?
So I was in the business for 18 years. I had the store in Miamitown, Ohio. It was a BP. And then we bought this one about 9 years ago. But totally 18 years in the business. But I also grew up working in the convenience store business for Jeff Reed. So I really had been in the business for almost 30 years. Was ready to move on to some other things. So I felt like the opportunity and the timing was right. We had worked them, built the businesses up. They were both doing really well. Had my family working there, and everybody had been doing it for a long time. So took advantage of the timing and sold them and got out.
Yeah, yeah. And so now you're jumping into something totally new. Let's take a look at this. So now we've got, and I want to just blow this up a little bit. We got Steve's Elite Storage. What's this about?
So I've got, I was looking to do some different types of businesses with some of the funds from the sales of the shops. So I looked at actually some stuff in Harrison, Ohio. There isn't a lot on the west side, and there isn't a lot out here to purchase that could be revenue streams for you. So this 3 acres was actually for sale for some time. So I ended up buying it back in April. And decided to put some RV boot, and really it's any type of storage that you want, but the units are big. They're big enough for RVs.
Yeah, they're huge.
8 foot deep, automatic doors. They're 14 by 14 foot on the doors. So what's really nice about these types of businesses is, you know, you got to build your clientele up. But once you get to a certain point, the marketing really takes over with the people talking about it. So if you've got a good spot, and we feel like we've got a good spot, we're close to the highway, the facility's brand new. It's obviously gated in and fenced in, heated units. So we've got a lot of amenities we can talk about when we walk down. But if you got the right spot, people will start selling it for you. So we're just in the beginning stages, but it's good. But it's not a lot of hands-on. So once you get the people in and you get moving, it sort of runs, I don't want to say like a computer or like a robot, but it kind of runs itself. We got a generator over here. So if the power goes out, that kicks on. Everything runs. It's a pin pad to get in. Everybody's got their own pin pad, and then they get their own garage door opener. Have a lounge that's accessible to the customers and to the members. So they don't really need me to be here 99.99% of the time. So other than coming up and checking on your business and those types of things, which I do, the thing really runs itself. So being in the convenience store business, you know, those are open 7 days a week for 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're physically there all the time, Earl, but, you know, if the phone rings, you're dealing with it. If somebody doesn't show up, you're dealing with it. The last thing you want to do is shut your doors and not be open for business, because that's not going to bring in any customers.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. And to do that for as long as we did it, it was time to move on to some other things. But doing stuff like this, I sort of pivoted into some other things we can talk about too. But this gives me more time at home with my wife and my kids. And hopefully in the next couple of weeks here, when I'm wrapping up some things here, go do some traveling and spend some time with the family. So we haven't done anything. I haven't left the St. Leon area outside of maybe for sports since I sold the shops. So I'm definitely ready to get out and relax a little bit and do some stuff with the family. So
good. Okay, I got a question for you.
What's with the rock here? I mean, there's got to be a story here.
Yeah, so we set it over here on the field behind you and just got it set up in place here. And there's a fellow down in Cedar Grove that's going to come up. He's going to pressure wash it, and then he's going to engrave on the front end.
Let's go take a walk. Let's go see what this place looks like.
We'll go to the right here. So each of these has a obviously a pin pin on it. And then this is number 4. So garage door opener. So these units are heated, and they're heated from the ground up.
Okay, so you got heat down in the floor itself.
Heat in the floor. So this building here is 353 feet long, and in the ground they have 9,000 miles of piping.
Oh my
gosh. That is where the hot water runs through. So one of these units has a boiler room in the back, so it's 4 foot short, and there's a wall. So when you open the door up, you can't tell it's there. You can't hear it or anything.
Yeah.
But it's 4 foot short, and that's where the boiler room sits. And that pumps hot water into this concrete, and it holds these units at 60 degrees. Now, when you open the doors up, the air from outside transfers in and that, but it does. If you close the doors and hang out here for a little bit, you'll start to feel it.
You feel that, yeah.
It feels real good. So electric, all your types of hookups back there. So it's got the RV plugs and regular outlets as well.
Yeah.
Everything they're looking for.
Pretty nice. Yeah.
So right here, the last electrical thing I have to do is bring the electric from here and put a plug in. But this is going to be where my pressure washer goes. So
okay.
I got it mounted on here. It's a wall mount pressure washing system. So mount it on here. We'll plug it in. I'll have a high pressure hose connected to it. So all you do when you want to use the pressure washer is come in and just pull that lever up, and this will be ready to go, and you can clean your unit, and all that water will drain into there.
Yeah.
This over here is a dumping station, so they pull in and they hook up their hose to that.
So they can dump gray water, black sewer water. Yeah. Wow.
And that actually goes into the grinder pump.
I was going to say, so you had to put it into a grinder pump to get it to the actual sewer line.
So here to the grinder pump. So the grinder pump's the last thing it does before it gets shot to the main.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then this here is for them to clean out their tube. So they can pull that down.
Oh, yeah.
Lift their tube up and they clean that up. And then people always ask me what this thing's for, and I didn't know, but it's for when people drop it, it doesn't bang on the metal.
Thinking of everything.
I ask. And then we got an air machine here.
Oh yeah, you got your set up.
So they pulled
got a gauge.
My son was out here testing the length, so he didn't light it up. So anyway, this thing will fill up a tractor trailer's tire.
Good deal. Well, I want to thank you for showing me around here, but let's go in and have a seat. I got some questions for you.
Gotcha.
You're all right with that? Good. All right.
Steve, thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for showing us your new facility, Steve's Elite Storage, right?
Steve's Elite Storage.
All right. Well, Steve, you and I have known each other for a bit, and I know that there's more behind Steve Naltler than just the business guy. And part of doing Strong Dads is the challenge that Kyle and I and just Rock Solid Families and Ministry is reaching out to men and saying, hey, what kind of purpose are you working with? How's that serving your family? How's that serving your business? How's it serving your marriage? And so I would just if you're willing, let's have a little conversation about what God has to do with what motivates you in all this business enterprise that you're building. Sure. You up to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, you know, you talked earlier about you've always were in the business world and mostly in the convenient gas station food mart thing, right? When did you know that you kind of had a gift for running a business? Like, when did that hit you? Like, man, I can actually do this and do pretty well at it.
Yeah, I think I've always had confidence in myself to be able to succeed. And success can be defined a whole bunch of different ways. I don't, you know, a lot of people think about it as monetarily, but I wanted it to work. So I had a lot of drive and desire to want to be successful in what I was doing. And I've sort of had that approach with a lot of different things in life. So with running the convenience stores, you know, early on, you know, I had to find stores that, you know, the BP in Miami Town wasn't what it was when I bought it, you know, and we were able to get into that in a situation that was more desirable because the business wasn't doing very well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to work through that and essentially knock on doors to get people to come to you is what we did. So really, I think it just comes down to drive. Early on, I dedicated myself to work a lot. I knew, you know, I didn't really have social life the first couple years I was in business. And then obviously met my wife and started a family and everything like that. So it got to the point, fast forward, you know, back this time last year, really probably a couple years ago, where I realized that although this business is providing for my family, it's probably not what I wanted anymore as far as the time that I had to put into stuff like that, the time away from my kids and my wife. You know, you're essentially on call 364 days a year. We closed on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'd still get text messages and phone calls on Christmas. And there, you know, we weren't 24 hours a day, but we were 18 hours a day.
Right.
And that's a lot of time. So I was ready for a change. I haven't quite gotten to that entirely. The transition from selling those two businesses, obviously, you know, selling stuff and getting some money is wonderful, but income is important. You know, you need to be able to continue to pay the bills. So I had, you know, this last 6 months has been a transition for me. And with building this facility here, I took on the general contractor role. So I haven't really gotten to take a breath, and but that is coming very soon. And we're definitely looking forward to it, where I can take a step back and enjoy, you know, my family. So that's sort of where I'm at with it right now, getting, you know, tightening up the screws, so to speak. We got a couple of loose ends here and there. But really, it's the major portion of construction. We're probably 99% done. Like I was telling you, in my office and then in the lounge area, it's just hanging things on walls, and that can come down the road. So I'm really, it's funny we're doing this now because I'm just about at that point where I can really say, okay, I'm done, and I can take a breath and start doing some stuff with the family.
Yeah. Well, it kind of brings me to the idea or the question of, you know, at what point, you know, you're a young man, you've got drive, but at what point do you start to question what you're valuing? When you've got this many hours involved away from your family, you can all day long talk about, well, you're supplying and supporting the family, but they want more than your money. They want you.
Sometimes it needs to be told to you.
Yeah.
To be totally honest.
Well, and I think that's a good point that you bring up. Like, sometimes we like to stay in the places that we tend to feel like we're good or get rewarded. So if I'm making money or getting pats on the back at work, it's like, well, listen, honey, you take care of home. I'm going to work. I'm going to work. And in the meantime, you can be missing out on what you need to have at home. So,
So
did somebody tell you, hey, maybe we can see a little bit more of you around here?
I think that, you know, I probably had some signs as well, but, you know, conversations with the wife, conversations with my family, you know, I had my mom and my dad who worked for me. two of my brothers who worked for me. So talking to them, talking to the wife, it was definitely, I think after having conversations with everybody and talking with my wife about it, I was ready.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're caught up in it, so you're in the day-to-day operation, the weeks turn into months and the months turn into years and things go by pretty quick because you're busy. When you stay busy, time flies. So I was incredibly busy. And in the convenience store industry, those who worked in it or have owned those types of establishments know that there's always something to do.
Yeah.
And you could probably say that about anything in life. But when you have customers who are actually coming into your store at 9:30 at night, at 10 o'clock at night, at 4:30 in the morning, that changes it because those are you're actually dealing with the people that are spending money with you for that entire 18-hour period. So I think getting out of that immediately felt like 1,000 pounds off my back. Where I can put my phone down, and my wife might not like it sometimes because it's on silent. I've had my phone on silent a lot, and I can call the person back if I need to. But that's something that I never could do. I wouldn't walk from one room to the next without my phone in my pocket, and it was always on, and it was always on. Disturbment.
It really gives meaning to becoming slave to your own business operation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Steve, I also know that you have always been a supporter of the community, of local athletics and community activities and stuff. Where did that come from?
It's always been that way for me. I probably got into trying to help before I was even really probably able to help. I can remember, my first year of business helping out with local wrestling programs and whatnot. Being that I was so involved with the business, I wasn't able to put a lot of time into volunteering for different things. I have coached some things in the past, and I'm coaching youth sports now for my kids, but I always tried to, I feel like everybody could always use finances, so I'd always try to help if I had it. And thankfully, I was blessed to get some stuff and get some finances, and I've been able to bless others with that. And, the youth sports or rock solid families, young life. I've really, I love what you guys do, and I love what Nick Lawrence does over at Young Life, and there's some other local community stuff like that I try to get involved in. Even though I might not be the person that's there with the kids or helping out with the kids or helping out with the things that you guys do to help people, I know the type of people that I'm given to in those organizations, and I love doing those types of things. So, I'm glad that I'm able to do those types of things.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's been there really from the get-go. I've always been a person that wanted to help others. And when you can tie some type of a Christian-based organization to that, that's really where I like to be with those types of things.
So. Yeah. Got a question for you.
Yeah.
Related to strong dads. I don't know, and you can decide whether you want to go down this road or not, but what's your dad's story? What was your dad like as a dad to you? And you've mentioned a couple of brothers and stuff.
He was just up here. He pulled out, I think, when you pulled in. My dad was great. So he was self-employed for most of the time growing up. He's a devout Catholic. He goes to church every Sunday. Raised us really good. I'd say he was probably strict, but in a good way. I think that he, raised four boys to be respectful young men, and him and my mom, they laid down the law and we followed through with it. We always talk about it, my wife and I, with our kids, how picky all the kids are today with what they eat. And my mom made a meal and we ate what was put on the table and nobody said anything about it. So, he's very faith driven. We actually were just talking about the priest from St. Peter's, who's going to be doing that Exorcist.
And Father Vincent.
So I asked my dad if he wanted to go to that. And he said, "Why listen to the podcast?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess he had a podcast about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, but no, he's been a great role model. He's one of my mentors. I have a few of them, and he's one of them. And was a great leader, not just in work ethic, but also in faith. So yeah, he did a real good job paving the way for us.
Steve, I asked that question because specifically in my line of work, I ask that question just about every man I work with.
Yeah.
Most of the men that come in to see me are coming in because there's something going on that's not very pleasant in their life.
Right.
And when I see them stumbling around, one of my questions will be, tell me first a little bit about your dad's story. Tell me. And I will just tell you, I can't give you the percentage other than I know it's in the 90s, the percentage of guys who, if their life is wrecked or rough and broken and falling apart, their dad's story is the same. It's rough. It's broken apart. It's fragmented. And I ask you that because you are a guy who you do well, not because of yourself, not because of you created you, but you have a generation before you. Your dad poured into you.
You're a product of your environment.
Yeah, and you had four brothers, and I don't know all of them, although I know that you're all big old boys.
Yeah.
And I can imagine if you had no father, how you guys would have just run like a bunch of wild elephants over the house.
No, right? Sure.
Yeah, and so dad had a strong enough thumb that he said, "Hey, boys, this is how we're going to roll here."
Yep, he was, he was strict, but he was strict when he had to be. So when I look back and we talked about that, this too, with, you know, sort of how kids were being raised today. And, there was a little bit of a sense of fear that we had, and it wasn't a fear that you're fearing for your life. It was a fear that you were going to get dealt with if you weren't in line, if you were back talking to your mother or if you did something in school and those types of things. That was early on. You get to a point where you sort of become who you are and you start watching your mom and your dad when they're growing up. I'm not saying that my parents are perfect, but they did an excellent job of raising the four boys. And I think who we are and how we are is a testament to how they raised us.
Yeah.
And so I'm close with my dad. I consider my dad to be honestly a friend of mine. He's definitely a mentor. Even though he's retired now, I still, any chance I can get to have, if I need a helping hand, he's here. He's got three ligaments. I don't know. He's had multiple ligaments in his ankle tore. Hmm. He just got the phone call. He's going to have surgery. He's out here lifting 50-pound bags of salt. You know what I mean? He likes working. He's, I think more so than working is just being, you know, he got to be around Kevin and I, and we got to be around him. And those experiences, it's not work. It's just you're hanging out with your family.
Being connected.
Much love, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, as you get ready to open and start operating Steve's Elite Storage, we're going to wish you the best with all that.
Hopefully you
can get some time more allotted towards family and community service and things you would like to do rather than being a slave to the old business.
Absolutely.
Right? Is there anything, is we got young dads out there watching this show, is there anything that, and you're still relatively young, but you got
41.
Enough wisdom behind you now.
Yeah.
What would you tell your 20 to 25-year-old self?
Don't lose faith. I feel like the thing that I can attribute more so than anything to the success I've had, whether it's been with my wife and marriage or raising our kids or in businesses or whatever it may be, I've always had faith. And even though there was a point in time in my life where, you know, I was a Catholic, raised Catholic, and through college I was trying different churches out, ended up, you know, the last 10, 15, 12 years going to a Christian church. I go to a Bright Christian church now. No matter what church I was going to, no matter whether or not I was regularly attending Sunday services or Sunday mass,
mm-hmm.
I've never lost faith. And I've always prayed. And I've always felt like he's been with me. I feel like if you leave that door open, that he will always be there for you. And there's been a lot of times in my life, especially early on in business, that there's no doubt in my mind I wouldn't have gotten through if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
Lots of things that went my way that didn't have to go my way. And everybody needs a little bit of luck when they're doing things and they're getting started. I had a lot of luck.
Yeah.
I had a lot of luck and a lot of luck and a lot of luck. And I don't think it's luck. I think it was my faith and my relationship with Jesus. And I think that that has helped me get to where I'm at today. And even though life isn't perfect and everybody's got issues and got problems, I'm still going to keep that faith and use him going forward. So never lose the faith, keep that door open.
Yeah, I've learned to replace the word luck, that I know when I'm doing things the way God desires me to do them, it's no longer luck, it's called a blessing.
Yeah.
And you use that word earlier that you've been blessed.
Absolutely.
And so when you talk about luck, it's like, well, actually, you're just being blessed.
Yeah.
You're just satisfying God, and he's wanting to satisfy you right back. So
I agree.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. Hey, I think it's worthy to help you promote a little bit. So how do people get in touch with Steve's Elite Storage or you or however? I got a big camper. I got a big boat. How do I reach out to you?
I would tell you to go to the website, which is steveselitestorage.com. So all one word, steveselitestorage.com.
Okay.
My cell phone number is also on the website if anybody wanted to call
me. Don't give that out here, right?
You know what? It's not hard to find. It's on signs
in
different places. So, Steve's Elite Storage.com, and give me a call if you got any questions.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Casey's is a premier garden center and gift shop located in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Casey's offers a wide selection of plants, landscaping materials, home and garden decor, and gifts for every occasion. Casey's is committed to providing exceptional service, a unique shopping experience, and value to every customer. Stop in and see what makes Casey's so unique. Located at 21481 State Line Road, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, or call 812-537-3800. Let Casey's help you add beauty to your home.